Do we need to take a short break, or shall we go right into it? Item D2.
D1.
Oh, right, because that wasn't D1. D1, a request to consider a proposal from Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness to ban the box. Town employment application.
Okay. Mayor and members of the board, this is an item that was brought at, I think, call to audience by the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness, and essentially it's a consideration by the board whether or not we want to ban the box from the town employment application. So if you'd like to have a staff report, we can do that, or if you know enough about it and you want to end the discussion.
The board? I have a question about the report that was in your message.
Desiree White.
Okay. Come on. Michelle?
So I had a question about the part in our staff report that says that the background check, so that there's the box currently on the application on
That's
the first
correct.
Page or second page?
It's on the first page of the
on
application.
On the first page.
Under general information.
And then the background check does not inquire about criminal history, so which makes me wonder then how the box is currently used.
The background check does inquire about criminal history.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
And a conviction. Okay. I just read that wrong then. Okay.
So you're saying you do a criminal history box checked or not anyway?
Yes, box checked or not, that is correct. The only thing in not having the box on the initial application could in some cases delay the hiring process in that staff may have found out some information that would disqualify an applicant later rather than sooner.
I have a question. What positions include the use of an assessment center process?
It just depends. Most of the time, they're the department head level positions, mm-hmm. Some positions in the police department, most of the supervisory level positions.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sammy.
When you say disqualify an applicant later than sooner, mm-hmm. What does that mean? Because, I mean, part of the reason for doing this is so that that doesn't happen.
For example, if an applicant has been convicted of embezzlement and applied for a position in the finance department, as we indicate in the abstract, we may not want to consider that applicant for a position in finance. If we found that out sooner, which if the box was checked, then mm-hmm. we would have that information, as opposed to taking the applicant all the way through the application process and doing the background check at that point.
I'll call on myself. I'm not sure how I'm going to vote on this.
Mm-hmm.
I like that we would do criminal background checks regardless, because I think there are things we need to know. We have children who are on town property. We hire people who work with children. We hire people who have free reign of town hall, town properties. And part of our baseline responsibility is to make sure folks are safe, the folks who work for us and the folks who are on our property. My two main concerns, I think there are some crimes that people commit, they serve their time, over and done with, get on with your life. There are other crimes, particularly those I think some violent crimes, and certainly sexual predators, people who commit sexual crimes. I'm not always sure that those people need to be working on town hall and around kids and around people, around women in an open situation without our knowing about it. And there are some people who commit crimes of sexual violence who are not rehabbed, and studies show that. And people who have extreme anger management and lash out and hurt other people. I don't know if those are people with a history of that behavior. I'm not sure that I feel comfortable saying for my whole town, okay, that's fine. You can work for Parks and Rec. You can work interacting with our community. You can openly, easily be in the same building with our other employees. That's why this isn't an easy question for me to ask. I get it from the hiring people who are homeless perspective. I get it. I care about it. I also care that I want to know who's working with the kids in our community. And I think each of you that has kids, you want to know that. So there has to be a middle ground. There has to be a way where we're not hurting the guy who was serving time for simple possession, or we aren't hurting the person who made a couple mistakes. But, you know, frankly, people whose crimes involve violence, I have a lot less sympathy for. And I don't know how we differentiate there.
If I might add, Jackie, of course, we are going to continue to do the background checks. This is certainly not to suggest that we're not going to do them. The Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness was suggesting that we not ask this question up front, that it will be a little later in the process, but we will still continue to do background investigations.
What's the advantage of not asking it up front?
They feel that, I'm sorry.
Serving on that committee, okay, and having participated in the conversation when the group made this recommendation or endorsed this concept, you know, I think the concern is that basically that if you check yes, I've been convicted of a felony, that, you know, your application goes straight into the circular file. Now, I'm not saying anything about, I have no idea what your procedure is, but I'm saying that that's the general concern, is that employers simply never get past that question to do, you know, in other words, that the background check doesn't actually happen because far too many employers see that box marked yes and say, well, I don't need to know anything more than that. And what they're tossing out is potentially the knowledge that, you know, your felony conviction might have been 20 years ago. It might have been, you know, on a drug charge as opposed to some type of sexual offense, or it might have been, you know, anyway, point
okay.
being, you know, that in other words, if there's no inquiry, if you toss out the application before the inquiry ever happens, then into what was the nature of that crime.
But it's not saying that there's not going to be an inquiry.
No, right. Not at all. Absolutely, there's still going to be an inquiry. There's going to be more. There's definitely going to be an inquiry into that before, I would hope, before anybody comes to work for the town of Carrboro. Mm-hmm. But,
okay.
You know, and if I may... I'm sorry, you're waiting to speak, but if I may really put kind of a finer point on it, you know, for example, you'll recall, I don't know, about 8 years ago when a member of our community was told that he was not welcome on the Weaver Street lawn by Carmel Mall Management, and that he couldn't come out there and dance. And I don't believe I'm revealing any kind of private information of his to say, he spent many years in jail. He's a convicted felon. I don't even know what his felony was, but he is, I think anybody who knows him would say he's not the same man now that he was 20 mm-hmm. years ago when he was convicted of a felony. And so the point is just seeking to have the person evaluated for who they are and evaluated on the basis of what it was that they were convicted of.
I get it. Yeah.
And
okay.
served time or possibly underwent.
And that doesn't mean we put on some kind of blinders about the fact that there are certain types of crimes that we know the statistics overwhelmingly bear out that, you know,
pedophilia.
People who commit pedophilia do it again and again, and that, you know, they can lie their butts off about how reformed they are and they'll still commit it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not gonna. There's no expectation that anybody would overlook that.
Okay.
But the point is that we would look at, you know,
you
what the real circumstances were.
Okay.
And if I can just stay on my soapbox for one more second and just say that, you know, in a lot of cases, I tell you, here's sort of the classic example of a problematic situation is some dude starts dealing drugs and eventually the cops catch him and he's driving in his car with his girlfriend. And they bring charges against him and his girlfriend. And they say to him, if you will give us the names of additional people, we'll plead you down. And they say to her, you give us the names of additional people and we'll plead you down. Well, he's got other people to name and they plead him down to a misdemeanor. But she doesn't know the names of other people to give them. And she gets a felony conviction and he gets a misdemeanor.
Wow. And that happens, doesn't it?
It happens all the time. It happens a lot. And she winds up serving some fairly hard time for that. And she's got a record for the rest of her life that says that she was trafficking in cocaine because she was riding in a car with a guy who was actually trafficking in cocaine. Now, I'm not saying that's what the situation is every time, but what I'm saying is, honestly, there are, and it's not always a woman and it's not always a man and whatever, but honestly, over and over and over, that pattern repeats itself. You talk to people who are criminal defense attorneys, you talk to people who are district attorneys or United States attorneys, and you'll hear them admit that it's a huge problem. But the prosecutors come down just as hard whether you're passenger or driver, because from their perspective, how are they supposed to know whether who paid for the coke and who has all the connections and whatever? That's the the concern from my perspective.
Okay.
It's fine. I mean, I think the background check covers it, and that there's the reason they're bringing this up is because there's bias, and you named all of that. So
okay.
I'm supportive of taking the box off and having it later in the process. Or
yeah, absolutely, have it in the process.
Doing that anyway.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I move that we. What am I moving though? That
ban we ban the box.
Ban the box from the first part of the process. Then, so it's not on the first page of the application. But where would it be then?
Delay it to the stage that it
exactly. And if I may add, with the police department, they have a supplemental application on the personal history statement.
Right.
Absolutely, that will continue to stay.
Okay.
And we don't mean like on the first application take off the box and then have a second paper.
No, to ban the box.
No, but the point is that
later in the process.
After we've gotten to the point where we decide, you know, who it is that's getting some serious scrutiny.
Yes,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
I second Michelle's motion.
All right. Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. The matter passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Item D2, cameras installed as part of the signal system upgrade project. Mr.